T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This was just a funny headline to begin with, isn't it?
I thought so, and then the names were even funnier. I was laughing when I was reading this article.
You know, we're getting closer to the draft. It's... Mm-hmm.
Probably should have been here yesterday.
Yeah, a week from tomorrow, it gets to the point where I feel like the teams are ready. Mm-hmm. I feel like everybody's ready. I feel like the writers are ready. Like,
yeah,
the overanalyzation is fully underway. And
I even think Binkley's ready for this.
This from FanSided: 5 draft picks the Chiefs gave up on too soon.
Okay, all right, hey, that's a good article, right? You're like, all right,
where did they give up on too soon? Jared Allen.
What do you think about that one? Because the haul that they ended up getting in return leads you to Brandon Albert and Jamal Charles. And they did really well,
ended up being
right?
A really good trade for a situation, though, that you felt like just got sideways just based on two personalities.
I think so, right?
Rather than football.
Right, right. Carl and Jared.
Yeah.
Pretty simple, right?
Yeah, rather than the football aspect of it. Like,
right.
We're just not going to make this work. Okay, we'd still like to have both of you here.
Mm-hmm.
Could you guys work it out? I felt like that one, no, it was definitely too soon from a player perspective, but right. They did get a good return for it.
So. They got a great return for him. Great return.
Brandon Albert and Jamal Charles.
Right.
Not bad. Not bad, right? So, mm-hmm. Jared Allen wasn't bad walking out the door here.
Right.
Right. And good players don't often get away, but sometimes they do.
But you also have to find the way to maximize the return on investment. And I think they ended up doing that with Jared Allen. Now, as we've seen, though, Josh, that was Carl Peterson as general manager. Brett Veach is now general manager. I think Clark was still in charge of the franchise then. I think this was after Lamar had passed away. Maybe they just didn't want to pay Jared Allen, right? I mean, we see a lot of guys now in this day and age with the Chiefs where we do let go because we don't want to pay. Legarius Sneed, Tyreek Hill or two to be named, but because the Chiefs are winning Super Bowls, nobody's talking about that. Nobody cares that they let those guys go. Back in those days, the Chiefs weren't winning Super Bowls, didn't have Patrick Mahomes, weren't the premier team in the NFL. What did the Time Magazine article call the Chiefs yesterday? I have it written down. The leader, Mahomes, the leader of the league's most important team, right? The Chiefs were not the most important team in the NFL back then. They weren't having the success. And so anytime you got rid of a player that you thought was bigger than the franchise, which Jared Allen was, people got upset. People lost their minds because the team wasn't having that on-field success that we wanted to see.
How could you go ahead and give somebody that gives you a better chance to win and send them out the door?
Yeah. Right. And so now you're looking at an organization that has won 2 straight Super Bowls, won 3 of the last 5 Super Bowls, right? Been in the AFC Championship game 6 consecutive years. I think we're doing a better job, still not a great job, but a better job of not being wedded to an individual player. We're now wedded to our franchise, and we believe in our franchise. Back in those Carl days, you were wedded to a couple players because you were a 10-6 team and you weren't winning postseason
games. What are we doing here? We're trying to win, aren't we?
Right.
Well, not trading Jared Allen doesn't make us any better.
But that's no different than what we're doing now.
It really isn't, other than we've had the success.
The success. To back it. Right. And that does factor
in. There's a name on this list. I don't know. It dates back to the early 70s, like Ted Washington.
Yeah, I don't know. That we're not talking about the guy who was... We're talking about his father. 17th round pick in 1972. Yeah,
so that one doesn't really have any relevance. I don't know. They gave up on too soon on the guy or whatever.
Right.
Joe Horn.
That's an interesting one because he went to New Orleans and became a really good wide receiver in an era of Chiefs football, really, which kind of defined the franchise. We never really found that wide receiver, right?
Yeah.
You know, after Otis Taylor, there was a long gap between wide receivers till we got to Tyreek Hill, right? So Joe Horn was one of those guys, but I don't remember him being the playmaker in Kansas City he was in New Orleans, right? So you gave up on a guy that wasn't producing here, went to a better situation, and a lot of times guys switch situations, Josh, and they become better players. They get a better quarterback. They get a better system. They get a better opportunity. And he went down to New Orleans and played really, really good football.
Yeah, so it didn't – I mean, his Kansas City numbers in four seasons, Bob.
Yeah.
879 yards and 7 touchdowns.
Okay.
You feel like you got a body of work, like it's 4 years. I don't know what you want.
That's 4 total years. Rashi Rice did better last year than Joe Horn did in his entire career, right?
And then went to New Orleans and, blew up.
Yeah, got a new lease on life.
1,300 yards, 1,200 plus yards, 1,300. He had 4 seasons of over 1,300 yards, 2 double-digit touchdown campaigns as well.
Right.
Late bloomer.
Mm-hmm.
System maybe two, whatever, but late bloomer. You feel like you got 4 years and you wouldn't have said, oh, you need to re-sign him for, what do you get, like 5 for 14 or something at that point in time? Yeah. You're like, oh my gosh, he's making a boatload. So I don't feel like they missed on that one. It was just a late bloomer.
But also, too, you look at who the quarterback was for the Chiefs when he was here. Was it Elvis Gerbach? I don't know why I said it like Gerbach, but I did. You're playing with Elvis? And then who was after? I mean, like, it was... And then you go down to New Orleans, and, of course, you're playing with Archie Manning.
Another player they said they gave up on too soon, Marcus Peters.
Nope.
From a playing perspective, I get it, but they couldn't live with the guy.
No, the guy was a pain in the ass, and he wears out his welcome everywhere.
He was not nice to certain coaches.
Yeah.
That gets you out. Couldn't get along with people guys. So, no, I don't think I would have worried about that one either. And then the fifth one just makes me laugh. Because I don't think we have that soundbite still in
there. No, we don't.
Raheem Nunez Roaches.
He's still playing in the NFL.
As John Dorsey once called him.
Right.
I think he was on that Buccaneers team that beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Am I wrong?
I think he was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's with the Giants now.
I couldn't tell you where he is now, yeah.
But I think he's still playing in the NFL. Last I remember, he was with the Giants. Now, when that was it last year, 2 years ago? Hell if I know.
I don't know that the Chiefs gave up on him too soon either.
No, I don't think so either. He just went on to have a nice career in the NFL. I mean, he's played forever.
He's just a defensive lineman. I mean, you know what I mean? Like a...
Yeah.
Like a rotational defensive lineman that jumps on teams every year. Last year played with the Giants.
Okay, so he was with the Giants,
But he's got, is that only right? 4 sacks?
Yeah, I mean, this is not somebody you would look at and go, boy, they gave up on that guy.
He has 4 sacks.
Yeah. In his career.
Yeah,
that's
been a decade.
Yeah,
that's not, no, it's not somebody you look at and go, oh, my God, we gave up on that guy.
Give up on that guy too soon.
No.
Other than it was a character and had the gold teeth.
Right.
And you had the soundbite that said,
Nunez Roaches.
I don't think they really gave up on him too soon either. So kind of a nice try. Nice try at an article, but Jared Allen's really the only one I would say. Yeah, I would have loved to have seen him a little bit longer, but at least they didn't fumble the trade.
Right. They did not fumble the trade because there's a lot of guys that you look at, in each sport where they trade a player and you're like, God, they got nothing back in return for that guy. Right. How many times have we looked on the baseball side and go, God, they got nothing back for that guy. And in the NFL, a lot of times you just get draft picks back in return because that's the collateral of the league. If you can take those draft picks and turn them into really good players, well, then you're ahead of the game. And I think the Chiefs did that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, people want to blame Carl Peterson for making that trade. What if Carl Peterson was doing what he was told by ownership and not getting into a long-term deal? They didn't want to pay Jared Allen. Again, we're seeing what's going on here in Kansas City right now. It's not Brett Veach, you know, who maybe creates the rules. He follows what he's supposed to do. He's told how much money he has the opportunity to spend. And if they don't want him spending X amount of dollars, well, then he can't go out there and give that to them. So I think when people get upset, Brett Veach doesn't want to pay anybody, maybe you need to look a little bit deeper and go, well, they didn't want to pay Jared Allen back in the day either. That must be just the MO of the franchise right now, right?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.